Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's my pet peeve? Messy cat litter. Those furry little pads turn into cat litter super spreaders, leaving the already been used litter scattered across the floor for your bare feet to discover. The solution? World's Best Cat Litter's new load tracking and dust control. It's quick clumping, made from corn so it doesn't stick to paws like clay, and specially formulated to stay where it belongs, in the box. Switch to World's Best Cat Litter for a happier, less littered home.
Using marijuana before the age of 25 could actually cause changes in our memory. That's because THC, the active chemical in weed, attaches to receptors in the hippocampus, the part of your brain that creates memories. Learn about marijuana at our website.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spiritual Insight Show. I'm Tiffany White, Sage Woman, and I'm very excited to be with each and every one of you in the Sacred Circle this evening, May 1st. Welcome, May. Woo! Here we are. First Sunday and first day of the month. Yay! So, my goodness, it's going by so quickly, and just 1 week to the next day today, we're just taking it one day at a time, one day at a time. So, welcome May, and welcome each and every one of you sitting in the Sacred Circle with me this evening. So, give everyone a couple of minutes to come on into the Sacred Circle, take some deep breaths, and just relax. And so, hello, Wendy. Hello, Melissa. Of course, hello, Ruth. Yes, it is. I know. It's hard to believe that it's May. Hello, Richard. Thank you so much, dear bear. Hug to you as well. So sweet. So sweet. So, oh, wow. So how are each and every one of you doing this evening? Hello, Robin. Hello. So we've had a very powerful ascension. This is just every day. There's always something. But the Schumann resonance was very high over the weekend. And so it's just take it slow. We feel everything. We totally are connected. This is where if you know it, but you can feel it. And feel is the key word. I mean, it's not the title for this evening, but feel. And I know we're going to come back to this. It's we can know something, we can see something, but when we feel it, I think that's really is where our wisdom comes in from, is when we feel something, feel it, right? That's the true teachers, our feelings. And so, hello, Carol. Good evening. How are you? And so it's been a very powerful week for me personally. And, you know, I'm getting these messages, so I'm writing them down as I'm getting them. So, you know, it's like, I think that the topic for tonight's going to be remembering who you are, who you truly, truly are. Remembering who you are. Remembering you. Remembering you. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, you've been feeling it all weekend too, right, Ruth? And hello, Sarah. How are you? And yeah, so it's a lot of, when we're purging, it's a lot of purging going on. And you know, you've heard all of us show hosts and everyone talking about purging and releasing things that don't serve us anymore. That's not for our highest and greatest. And that's even labels. That's even just maybe some things in the past that we like to have under our belt, and we realize that there was different reasons why we had to experience this. And I'm going to give you some reasons. I'll give you some examples here in a few moments. Let me just, hello, Veronica. Yay. Hello, Marsha. I couldn't find the show. You know, you're not the first person to say that, and I have actually heard where the big YT here, you're watching on YouTube, I've heard other people say that they, you know, not just for my show, for Warlock's production shows, as a whole, but other people too, I've heard them feedback-wise that they know their channels here. They know their channels there, you know, on YouTube, and they can't find it in the search. They can't find it. And so unless you have the direct link. And so I do suggest that as soon as, okay, so to find not just my show, but all the shows moving forward on the Goldilocks Productions website, Goldilocks Productions, Goldilocks with a Y, GoldilocksProductions.com, and also on my website. And I'm saying both because they go to the same blog. All right. And what I'm getting at here is on my website, whitesagewoman.com. If you, either way, you want to go in from my website, you want to go in from GoldilocksProductions.com and click on the blog. Each website has this blog. And when you go to the blog, it's called the Goldilocks Zone because it has everything there. It's one blog. Instead of me having to maintain two blogs, it's the Goldilocks Zone. So it has my healing things there. It has the show stuff there. So every show that's going to go live during the day, I post it. And all the links are there too. So you subscribe to this, you will get an email. Now, what I suggest too, when you subscribe to the blog and when you get the email, hit, if it's, it'll only be the YouTube link, all right, because Rumble does not have set reminders right now that I know of, all right, and so just hello to all their viewers, right, YouTube, that we're streaming to, YouTube and Rumble. So for right now, though, I know that only YouTube. If you click on that link and then hit set reminder, you will get a notification 30 minutes before we go live. And so it will let you know before we go live and then also to when we go live. Okay, so I know it's the days are going by so fast, you don't even know what time it is. And then it's like, wait a minute, where's the show? what's happening? What's going on? So that's just a little tip for you. I do post on YouTube, of course, on Facebook as well, on my personal profile there on Facebook, the shows. So if you don't see a show, then it's not going to happen. But the best thing is blog. There's a lot of information there too. So check that out. Sign up. And then that's what I'm saying. As soon as you see a YouTube link, click on it and hit set reminder. All right. So that's a little trick there. A little tip, I should say. A tip on how to get these notifications. All right. So there you go. Well, I'm glad you made it, Marcia. I'm glad you're here. Yes. Woohoo! I'm glad all of you are here. So remembering who you are, and it's really deep. It's not just going through and doing your shadow work. We all ask the question, who am I? Why am I here? Who am I? And maybe we might use some different choice words, but it's all the same. Why am I here? Who am I? Remembering who I am. And because it's as soon as we're born, what happens? Our consciousness as a baby is going, oh my God, I'm back. No. Oh, I really did it. I'm here. And then as we're growing up and we're still so close to source and still so close to who we are, we're still connected to our higher self, our 12th dimensional higher self, and to source. And so source, which is, of course, is much higher than 12th dimension, but you get the idea. You get what I'm saying. And then what happens is that years and years and years of being brainwashed pretty much to fit into this box that society has created. And a lot of us, we've kicked that box, the sides down. What box? What box? There's no box. We blew that thing up a long time ago. it's amazing that there's progress, there's progression that we're making, and you're never done. As long as we're here, we're never done. But don't let that bum you out. Stop and pat yourself on the back for the progress that you're making every day. All right. And so remembering who you are. And so I can go really deep into everything. I've kind of skimmed the surface on some things before on the conversations that I have with my committee, because it's really, some people may think it's really out there. And so, I don't want you to question your own faith and your own beliefs or anything like that, because it's very, very important to have that faith, to have that knowing. All right. And absolutely, there's source, there's a divine creator for sure. And we have been, and we know this, that we've been lied to with religion. And so there's also, though, some in spirituality and the new age that were put in to kind of stray as well there, right? So this is why it's important to feel and to use that as a guide, to use that as a guide. And so just a lot of that purging and the labels and everything. And maybe you've even noticed that, you feel that for you too. There's certain labels maybe you've had, even if it's certifications or just certain things, and you're just like, it doesn't resonate with me anymore. And I don't want to use this, or I'm just going to, okay. And that's fine. Sure. Maybe, I have this degree in this or this diploma in this or this, but it served its purpose And it does help. It's a stepping stone. Everything, please know that everything we go through are stepping stones to get to where we are now. So don't regret that. And there's no mistakes. There's no sin, so to speak. Sin is just missing your mark. No one's perfect right off the bat here. All right. And as soon as we take all this pressure off ourselves, and just, hey, let's just enjoy it. You see a kid. You see, look, be childlike. Be childlike. It's the kids. They fall down. They don't stay on the ground and go, I can't get up. Help me. Although some of them may stay down if they're really tired and they take a nap. They fall asleep. Maybe that's what's needed, a nap. But anyway, you get my point. Is that you see how resilient they are. It's like the no fear. And they pop right back up. And let you hold on to that. Stay connected. Keep having conversations to your inner child, to your inner self, you know, that inner wisdom within you. And so it's you have your higher self, which is your light body, your higher self. You have your child, that inner child, you know. It's all really the same thing, kind of, sort of, you know, but the inner child is this life's inner child, and the higher self has all the information. So it's, yeah. So taking off titles, taking off things, taking that just, you know, and that just doesn't serve you. I've had the conversation with my committee about, and I call my guidance team a committee, because I'm such a workaholic. I love, you know, it's just what I do. So, you know, if take time to meditate, take time for your quiet time. Yeah, okay, all right, I got this work to do. But this is my way of tricking my mind. This is the way of tricking myself. This is the way I know how to help myself, right? So if I call it my committee, I have to have a committee meeting. That really means I need to sit down and journal. I need to talk to my team. I need to have this conversation. And so by having my committee meeting, you know, it works for me. However you want to name your guidance team is fine. It's perfectly fine. It's you, right? And so there was a couple of things that I was going through, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Why did I take this one course that I took? You know, why? Now, I had asked for some more information. The course presented itself. And then you know how we go through the process of things of, oh, hey, yay, this course came up. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful because I asked. And then here's this information. And then we sit in this course and we're just like, wow, okay. I'm not really resonating with a lot of this, but I'm going to stick with it because we did make an investment of whether it's money and time, right? And so, okay, I'm learning something here. I'm learning. Don't shut down, right? We're learning. And put myself all through this course, and we're talking months long. You know, okay, don't be stubborn. Learn something, you know, and don't fight it, you know, it presented itself so that we can, all our answers, all the questions are being answered. And we know now, I don't feel this doesn't resonate with me. We know how we feel about it now. We know how we feel about it now. Gotcha. That curiosity has been satisfied. Thank you very much. Now, it's almost like in this purging, it is an unlearning of what we have learned, isn't it? It's an unlearning of what we have learned. And that's okay too. Even spiritual topics, spiritual courses, spiritual whatever, you know, certifications that we got. And that's okay, because we are making sure that what we are taking with us is in complete alignment with our divine blueprint with our higher self, with who we really are, right? Everything else is just too much. We just don't need it. And know that you can't heal. Remember, I've said this before. You can't heal what you don't feel. You can't heal what you don't feel. We must feel. We must, because it's very important in this whole process. All right. And hello, Maureen, watching live on Rumble, watching from Rumble. Thank you so much. And I do just want to give a quick shout out to all our listeners that's going to be listening to this after the live show. All of, not just this show, but all the Goldilocks production shows are uploaded onto multiple podcasting and music streaming platforms. And so we are very grateful for each and every one of you who do listen and tune in that way as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And make sure if you're watching on YouTube, even the replay, you know, give a like, give a thumbs up to the show on YouTube, and then I think it's a plus sign on Rumble. All right. So, yeah. So, don't ever feel bad about anything that you have done. And isn't it so how we were taught? Oh my gosh, I just wasted money. I wasted time. You're not wasting anything. We're here to learn, and you learned. What did you learn? All right. So, we are learning from everything. Everything. And they're our greatest teachers. Now, I want to, this is cool. Let's have a little prop. So I was getting ready to talk about this, and then I was reminded that I got it. So, so funny. So there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes. There's mistakes. There's a mistake, right? So you're familiar with the clapboards, right? So, you know, oh man, we messed it up. Take one, two, take three, four, five. You know, sometimes we get it after the second, third time. Sometimes right after the first one, we catch on very quick. Okay. Sometimes we do nail it on the first one, but there's a lot of takes, a lot of takes. And when you think you're looking at, if you're watching a movie or you're watching a show or something that they just didn't sit down and let's go live, it's heavily edited. This is why I love these live shows, is no editing. And you get to see who I am on my show and who all our show hosts are raw. We make a mistake. We make a mistake. We say something, or we blunder, or we whatever. You're experiencing it with us, and it's okay. It's okay. It's life. All right? And why do we have to take everything so darn personal? All right? So it's a mistake. Take one, take two, take three. Reminded even though, you know, products out there, how many formulas did it take for them to get things right? Like WD-40, I found that the name, I forget what WD stands for, but 40 was the 40th, was that 40th combination of chemicals, or it was the recipe that they were looking for. It took them 40 times. No one hits anything the first time. And like I said, just, you know, it doesn't matter how many takes it takes. How many takes it takes. Retakes. It's all good. It's all good. Okay? And I find that they are our greatest teachers. The things that maybe we aren't so happy about, so maybe some of our past experiences, they're our best teachers. As long as we can be honest about it and really open up. Okay? And so let's see. Veronica, my inner child often takes over. It's healing to be silly and have fun. It is. It really is. And it's just, so how do we remember who we are? Take off all the labels. When we take off of the labels, we find that inner child. we find our higher self. We find that within that everyone's talking about. What is this within? How do I get there? Well, start, and I've heard a lot of people like the layers on an onion, start peeling off everything. It's not really you. Maybe somebody gave you a label. Maybe you were born, your family has this label. Start just pulling it all off, right? And get to the core of you. And it's okay to feel like, well, my goodness, I thought I knew who I was, but I don't. I'm back to square one. No, you're not. No, you're not. You've come a long way. And sometimes it's okay to have that feel. You've just hit a new level, a new level. You've leveled up. Yay! When you find yourself asking, well, who am I? I thought I've done all this work. Well, you have. And you've also found that when you remove all of this unnecessary labels and words and all this other energy and stuff that was put on us, but that's not us. It's like, yay, this is who I am. I do feel lighter. I do feel better. And it's like, wow, but I'm not who I thought I was. And that's, it's usually better, right? It's really, yeah, it's great. Wonderful. Because we all have these choices. We all have choices to make. And and sometimes we go on the detours again. No mistakes. Little detour. We come back to where we need to be. We always do. That GPS, all right, that we have right back to our divinity is within. That's where that GPS is within. Not in our minds. Not thinking it, but knowing. That knowing is with the feeling. And it's within. It's the Sacred Heart Center and the within. All right, Sarah was like, even the movies have bloopers for the mistakes. Mistakes. Yes. Yeah. Right? And I feel they should just leave it all in there. Leave it in there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's, I'll tell you when I first started producing. Was 2012. Wow, it's 10 years. Spring. Of 2012. Yeah. So we're at 10 years. 10 years of producing. Woo! All right. 10 years ago, before it was very popular, the podcasts or any of the shows were always recorded first, pre-recorded, all right, and then uploaded, all right, onto video platforms like this and even audio. And so I remember in my learning production and sitting with some other producers, getting information from, learning from them. And they're like, you're nuts. You want to do live. That's crazy. That's wild. I'm like, that's exciting. I'm like, it's exciting. Let's do it. And they're like, well, you're nuts. This is where it's at right now. We do this, and then you go in and you can edit it and add all this stuff. And I was like, you can still do great intros and outros and whatever. You know, I was like, it's the content. It's the content. That's what makes it. And I was like, and if you keep editing it, and you know what? You're trying to deliver a message, and maybe that message is not delivered because the true message that somebody may have got something is in that blooper, is in that blunder, is in that I needed to see this, I needed to hear this, I needed to, wow, that's great. That's great. Because, you know, let's see what happens live. Exactly. Let's just see what happens live. You know, the improv. The improv. All right. Let's see. So, yeah. But anyway, so, and that's, I love this. I knew there was going to be a boom in live streaming. I saw this 10 years ago. And so, of course, I didn't realize why it was going to boom. like the last 2 years. But that's a positive thing from what we've been doing the last 2 years. We really have done a lot more things video and wise, and really making more of a presence and connecting with each other on this type of platform where we're reaching out to people all over the world, right? All over. Exactly, Melissa. Live is authentic. And that's it. And we are all here living our authentic, true life, who we are. And there you go. So in this purging process and taking off the layers, it's not just material purging in our house and our homes, and that's important, but it's also peeling away the emotions, unnecessary labels, unnecessary, maybe even unnecessary and harmful feelings and emotions, right? So absolutely, that's what that is. So, yeah. Oh, thank you, Sarah. I know, math in my head. No, not one of my favorite things to do. But, Jesus. I know, so I was like, oh, wow. Because it's just all so crazy. Time is unraveling as we know it. It's just, right? Hello, Sugar Kim. How are you? Thank you for joining. Maureen, I love all your shows. I remember when you started doing your shows. Yes, Maureen, you do. And you know, kudos to, and I want to tell you, we've had a lot of show hosts that just come and go. And our veterans now are Carol Ann Carey and Melissa Parks. 3 years, both of them. Carol Ann was January. Melissa was just April. Both of them 3 years. They both started on radio. Both started on radio only. And I knew that they would blossom. I knew they would do very well on this live of the video platform. And it's like, come on, let's go. And so I love y'all. Thank you for letting me gently nudge and push you. because I could see. I saw that in each of the show hosts and give that little nudge and that push into, come on, it's okay. So let's see, Sugar Kim. So I got a job offer today in Colorado. And they totally predicted that the shows have been, oh, that's great. Well, you know, here's the thing is that we have these authentic show hosts. And they show the choices. They can see and present the choices that for your highest and greatest. All right. Because a lot of us, we can see multiple paths. We're not going to tell you the ones that you go down this one. Ooh, that's crappy. We're not going to tell you that one. We're going to tell you it was shown to us. Hey, this and this is for your highest and greatest. Sometimes it's just one. This is for your highest and greatest. And so, but it's you, your choice. And so bravo, Kim, that you took it. And I know many of us here are very intuitive, very powerful healers, spiritual intuitives, beautiful, beautiful light beings. And we have, how many of we've seen people sabotage themselves. We're here to help everyone and to give you the best path. But if they go, oh no, I don't believe that. Oh, I don't believe that at all. And they actually fight against it and try to sabotage that outcome just so they can say, well, it didn't happen. Of course it didn't happen because you sabotaged it because you didn't believe it would happen. Yeah. And I think we're seeing a lot of that with our family and our friends nowadays, right? All right. So anyway, and pay attention to the heaviness. I have been off and on times where we're feeling because we're feeling the collective heaviness. As everyone purges too, it goes somewhere, doesn't it? It goes somewhere. And so the key to helping those that don't know how to transform when they're releasing, if they just release without transforming it, it gets put out there and then we feel it. We feel it. So when you're releasing something, when you're purging something from your body, from remind your animals, remind your pets to release anything that's not for their highest and greatest. They know how to transform it. Nature knows how to do this, and in animal beings. But it's nice to remind our pets because they will absorb anything that we put off. They're trying to transform that for us, but sometimes it gets stuck in their body. So we have to remind our pets.
The I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're gonna feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay, whether it's a dog, cat, little furry creatures that you have, horses, farm animals, whatever. They're all living beings. We're all living beings and need to release any harmful energies. But so if I'm releasing something, even if I want to do some self-healing and put myself in my own quantum healing bed, which we all have the ability to do, lay down, clap your palms together, activate these healing hands, place them around your belly button when you're laying down. Take some deep breaths and go, I'm activating my self-healing and I'm purging anything that's not for my highest and greatest. I'm releasing, releasing, releasing. I'm releasing it into my palms for right now. I'm creating these energy spheres, these energy balls in my palms. Then I'm going to take this energy, right? And now I'm put into a little orb. And so it may feel icky if you don't see it black or gray, or and you just feel the ickiness of everything that you've released from you. Now what you're going to do is you can hold it and say, I'm going to balance this energy out. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath in. And then as I'm exhaling, I'm healing, blowing on this orb, this sphere. Or if you don't feel confident enough that you're doing that, okay, because the healers, those that have been attuned to healing knows how to transform this energy. But if you're not sure of it, all right, then you ask your healing team to come in and just take this orb and they'll know what to do with it. And your healing team could be nature beings. It can be the dragons will come, your unicorns. It can be, you know, they know what to do with this, all right, energy. And they just transform it back to neutral energy. And know that nothing is wasted in this universe, all right? All energy is recycled. All energy is recycled. Trees and fairies taught me that. Trees taught me that. The fairies taught me that. And with the fairies a long time ago, little fairies and elementals, because it's had a conversation 2 and 3 years old with these beings. You know, I wouldn't want to cut a flower because I could see the little elementals in this flower. Living there in this flower. Why would I want to take their home? And they're just like, well, those that, and then I'm like, I feel sorry for the people that, you know, we have all these, this whole business of cut flowers. Oh, and I think it's so cruel, so barbaric. Just leave them where they are. Get a plant. And when I go anywhere where there's flowers, and I just send love. And it's like, okay, and release, let them release. If they want to release, you know, and thank you. Just thank them for their existence. Thank them for being there. You know, we see how easy it is to get bogged down. We're thinking about something, even with just going to a store, whether it's a grocery store and they have the floral department there and we have stuff on our head, trying to remember our list, doing this, or we have other things. And then you walk, and this is why I love that they have the floral department in there, because they do have plants. They do have, so you, we should hear, we should feel the energy right there is going to be different. And it's like, ooh, oh, okay. I could have chatter and I stop immediately when I get in nature. And because I immediately feel everything else. So I'm feeling the plants, I'm feeling the flowers, you know, and I'm one of those, if I see a pot knocked over, I'm going to, oh, let me put this, pick it back up, you know, making sure that all the flower containers have water, you know, it's like, excuse me, this needs more water. Because they'll tell you I'm thirsty. It will tell you. And so it's just like, I just, okay, hi, thank you so much. And when you give them that attention and you say thank you, then you know what? It sets off a chain reaction. Then they're like, someone's talking to us. Oh, you can hear little poppings. You can maybe the sensations. If you can actually hear them, you'll hear a whole bunch of like, yay, you know, cheers. And oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You may see little, like they call them fairy lights, little bursts of light, and they're all happy. And you're just like, you know, so when I do get some, bring them home, some flowers, and I put them in the water, and I'm like, thank you so much for your life, thank you for your essence, you can release your essence here now, and it helps this sacred space. I feel like it provides more joy and bliss in your sacred space. When you tell them to release your essence now, I'm grateful, and you can tell when they release their essence, the physical flower dies, but their essence is recycled and keeps going and keeps going. All right. Wow. I guess somebody needed to hear that. I just kind of really just, whatever. Woohoo. This is live. All right. Sarah, I can tell when my cat is holding on to her stuff because he will throw up. Yes, he will throw up. He will throw up. Exactly. If it's too much, they'll throw up. We felt the same way, right? If we have too much of something, we feel it right in our solar plexus, don't we? We feel it right there. And don't we feel sick and nauseated? Absolutely, we do. And so it's a great reminder of, okay, let's stop. So remembering who you are, it's a great journey. We don't have all the answers, but we learn more about us as we go, and just know, just to take down, don't compete with anyone else, you know. Sometimes it's great, you know, a healthy competition, you know, but if you want to compete with someone, compete with you, compete with the former version of you, up the ante on yourself. That's who you compete with, to keep revising and making the better version of you. All right. We are all unique and individual. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Don't feel like you're less than. We are all equals. We are all equals. All right. Let's see, Robin. I did because I was set about the flowers dying and the trees are being cut down all around me. Yeah. And the same with the trees, though. The trees are very powerful. They release their essence, and the wisdom that these trees have is recycled and is given to another tree guardian, a tree guardian, a tree living being, a tree, and people say tree people, tree beings They're guardians of this land too, where they are. So they pass on that wisdom onto another tree. Not just in the air, but actually through the root system. So a tree will know what's happening to it, and what will release and pass on. And so I know if they're cutting down trees, if there's a reason that they're dying, then that's helping. But when they're just cutting healthy trees down because they're fearful of it falling on their house for like insurance reasons, that's just abusing another living being. It is. Putting chemicals on your lawn is abusing living being. So you're abusing not only the grass and the elementals and the earth. All right. How many people are you thinking about that? Are we thinking about this? Yes, we need to be thinking about this. When we say harm none, we're talking not just human beings. We're talking about all living beings. Make sure that every action that we make is not harming another being. And the springtime right now for us, springtime, and it's, you know, be very, very careful with, all right, so for, and I'm just going to, whether it's for men, for women, we talk about very powerful ads that they use, brainwashing ads of, you know, gee, when did engagement rings, the whole idea of an engagement ring come out? That's the power of advertising. Thank you so much from jewelers, right? Because my great-grandmother didn't have an engagement ring. There wasn't anything like that. And so the power of advertising, and they make these commercials that just brainwash you. Well, it's not just women with jewelry, with stuff like that, and kids with toys, you know, and maybe junk food and whatever, but they also, with men, with these perfect lawns that don't exist. Thank you very much. You know, you go into, look at the plains, you go into any place that doesn't have another living being. It does not look like a lawn in Homes and Gardens or any of these other kind of magazines that's so, overworked. It doesn't look like that. And it shouldn't look like that. If people get crazy and obsessed and they spend money really in harming your sacred space, and you're pissing off the elementals all around. Why do that? You know, we're supposed to live in harmony with one another. How would you like it if someone just came and above your house just dumped chemicals on you? Oh, wait, I think they do that, don't they? Are they called chemtrails? Anyway, I'm so bad. Right? Everyone gets upset. Nature gets upset. And they get they're very, very sensitive. And then on top of that, how many, they don't realize what they're doing. They get their own pet sick. You take them to the vet, and it's this vicious, vicious cycle. This loop, break the loop, stop all of this, okay? Just stop. And, let me catch up on some comments here. Wendy, I was very happy to see and hear hundreds of honeybees in our cherry tree. Oh, I know, I love that, right? Sugar Kim, Christmas really burns me because of the trees cut, always getting cut. Always bought live ones now just to decorate. Now I just decorate one in the yard. You know, I never, we had live growing up. I think there was a couple of years we had live ones when I was a baby. And, but when my little brother came around, he was allergic to everything. And, they couldn't have a live tree, so they stopped and then switched. So I really, since I was a toddler then, we didn't have live trees. And then I guess it was a blessing in disguise because, you know, how many of us, we realize though, all of us sensitive kids having reactions to chemicals all around us. And they call them allergies. Oh, you have all these allergies. Well, stop putting chemicals in every darn thing. Right? So, anyway, I agree with you. I don't care if they cut some down and then they turn around and, well, we're going to plant more. Well, just stop taking them down. You know that original custom is they decorated trees outside. They didn't bring them in the home. They decorated them outside. And that's that. I've done that too. Sugar Kim, we've decorated. We have a huge yew tree. Well, now it's so big. It's too big to decorate. But when we would try to, when we first moved here, and just one side because it's so big. But, you know, what we like to do too, and you can do that from trees, any trees, you know, is to get a trick I like to do is to get bagels and you take some peanut butter or some sunflower nut butter. Did I say that right? Sunflower seeds, not a nut. Sunflower seed butter. Anyway, sunflower butter, it's really good. Or almond butter, or you could, peanut butter's fine too, but this, you get what I'm saying here. Put that on the bagel. Then you take bird seed and sprinkle that on top. And then how you hook it up, don't use any metal. All right. Get something that's very natural, like twine. Get twine. And then you loop it right through the bagel and tie in, but just put it right on a branch. And the birds love it. Love it. It's instant little bird feeder. And it's a nice treat for them. All right. And it looks pretty. It looks like little ornaments. It's nature ornaments. Nature ornaments. And here's the thing, Sugar Cam. It is illegal. I don't even know how they're still pushing their product of Roundup, and I'm going to say it. But there's lawsuits still going on, and that this company could still sell this product and get away with it just proves they don't care about our health. They don't care. They'll put money aside for lawsuits, but they won't take this product completely off the market. How about the stores? Where's their consciousness, you know, where I don't want to sell this. I don't want to sell this product because it's harmful. Have you seen anyone do that? Oh no, this is harmful. Only if it's a recall. But if it's products that will make money, oh, okay. Well, you know, we can't tell people what to do. No, but if you are selling something, you can help protect everyone and make sure that what you're selling, again, doesn't harm people, harm any living beings. You know, we need to really think about this earth, think about this planet or this realm. It's not really a planet. It's a biosphere. It's an orb. It's a living sphere of energy. It's a realm. I think Tesla said that it's not a planet, it's a realm. And most definitely, and we are all supposed to be living in harmony with one another. Yep. Okay. And so I always make my own products with natural ingredients, Wendy. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yes. Yes. But it is actually Sugar Kim. It is illegal. And how they're still getting away to do that, how they're the loophole, whatever that is. Anyway, just don't buy it, you know? And that's the thing. Even though it can make you upset, you see it, just don't buy it. Because we can say what we want to say, but you know that the biggest, where it really hurts them is with our dollar. That's where our voice, fortunately, is in what we buy and what we don't buy. What we don't buy. Right? Stop that energy flow. So, to those unnecessary and harmful products. And using our own products. And so getting back to how, as far as we got to just take the time to make sure that we're growing. Have a garden, that we're growing our food. And making sure that things are with natural ingredients. And let the big corporations fall. And they will. And there's plenty of people who know about herbs or that are growing, and that there's more that know it than that don't. And we are rising up, and hey, this is what you do. We're going to take that time because your health is an investment. And loving the earth, loving this biosphere, earth, Tara, Gaia, all the aspects of this biosphere. But just loving this, and we're just going to say planet because we're used to saying that word, right? But really working in harmony with her. Exactly. Okay? And doesn't mean that it has to be harder. Does it have to be hard? Oh, man, I don't have time to do all this canning. Do you like to eat? Do you want to stay alive? Do you want to stay healthy? Well, you need to. What if, you know, your local grocery store blows up? What if someone attacks food processing plants? Well, if it's processed food, I'm happy for that. Blow them all up. Yay! Junk food! You know, I know. But, Earth provides us with everything that we need. Nature provides us with everything that we need. We just haven't been taught that. We've been distracted. Just go to the store if you need something. And so, sure, we may still need to do that. It's a phasing in, phasing out. And that's coming. That's coming. The markets are fine. You know, setting up the markets and where the farmers markets, farmers come and share and sell their products. That's awesome. That's great. You know, and so I'm seeing more and more grocery stores around here, like an indoor farmers market. They're really reaching out to local farmers and trying to do that. So it's going to be interesting to see what the future of that is. But Wendy, your lawn needs weeds growing. They're good for you, like dandelions. Dandelion's not a weed. It's a very important herb. Anyone takes an herbal course, you will learn that what they call weeds are the most healthiest for you. Don't you see? It's a plot to prevent us from eating healthy. It's a plot to make us sick. So that we can go to the doctor, so that they can prescribe you something, another chemical. Here, take this. But it is. And all of you sitting here, you know this. You know that. That's why we don't want that. No, thank you. But it's what's been going on for a very long time. And it's phasing out. It's phasing out. It really is. And I think dandelions are very beautiful. When you see the life cycle of a dandelion, aren't they beautiful? Let them be. And I find that if you want to get the dandelions, get the spring ones. The spring dandelions are sweeter. And you can get them and put them in the salads, the leaves, the dandelion, the flower part. I've eaten them in salads. The summer ones are a little bit more bitter. You just wash them off really good. Of course, you want to get them from a place where you know that animals aren't peeing on them. Right? But, you know, just wash them off. but so I usually just if I want to eat them, it's just the spring ones because they're sweeter. And then the summer ones I find are just a little bitter. Now, I haven't tried to knit it. There's all sorts of things you can make, like dandelion, I think, tea. I think someone's even made dandelion wine. Anyway, just a lot of things. Let's see. Maureen says, you can fry the dandelion flower tops, and they taste like mushrooms. Get out. Really, Maureen? That's a great tip. Thank you. Did not realize that. You can fry the dandelion flower tops, and they taste like mushrooms. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. See, I love this. We're all sharing with each other. And so, yeah, fiddleheads and we have a lot of purslane around here. Probably saying it wrong. Purslane. If you don't know what it looks like. And yeah, exactly. Getting back to herbs and just pick up an herb book. Just start knowing what's in your yard. What about morning glories? I don't know too much about the morning glories. Richard, that's a very good question. Maybe somebody here does. They're pretty to look at. Do you consume them? I'm not sure. Let's see, Cam, bought vinegar. Works great for hundreds of years. You know, that's it exactly. You know, you can have and Sarah can talk about natural cleaning products, but I mean, I've only used for the longest time is, you know, you have baking soda, vinegar, and hydrogen peroxide are very powerful cleaners. All right, we'll get everything. Now, we do have some bleach because sometimes you have to use it to just clean out like our washing machine. It run a cycle. Otherwise, it will get really dirty. So, unfortunately, there are some things, but I'm making sure that it's like, okay, we have to run this. I'm sorry. Yeah. But those are powerful cleaners. Okay, so Wendy, you're answering. Richard, you hear that? It's like LSD for the morning glories. Yeah. Because there's some that you should not consume. Not everything is edible. So, and you want to be careful because it can have a reaction just like that. And like we know about, you know, you just don't go consuming any type of mushrooms either, right? No. And so it's important to identify what is in your yard, what is growing. Like I said, there is a great app, and there's many apps. I have PlantSnap. If you're not sure what it is, it's an app. If you're not sure what's growing, you take a picture of it, and this app will identify and tell you what it is. And then you can do more research from that. You just want the name. So PlantSnap is that app. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of apps out now, something like that can identify like that, whether it's plants and herbs. I mean, it doesn't matter. It'll identify if it's growing from the ground. It will identify what it is. So let's see. Wendy says, day lilies, you can eat their flowers. Really? Wow, I have a lot of lilies. That's interesting. Interesting. Yes. But you know, watch the animals, watch how they, what they go for in nature, the birds. And I haven't even cleaned up. I used to see, this is all part of that. Oh, you want the yard to look a particular way, the garden, to get out there as soon as the weather is nice and go clean up all the dead stuff. Do you know that when I learned to leave all the dried up leave it all there until like May. So now we're into May. And so we usually wait till Mother's Day, till after Mother's Day we get out there. Then I'll take everything up. Because a lot of the flowers, the seed pods, I've watched a squirrel eat it. Pull the seed pod off and eat the seed pod. It provides food through the winter. So don't be so quick in the fall if you see something dying to get it picked up. let it go. And then don't be so quick in the springtime to clean it all up. Let it. There's healthy bugs that grow in leaves. And so just take a little bit of time. You'll know. And then, okay, so as soon as you start seeing the new growth, then it's time. And that's what it's like. Okay, I'm waiting to see new growth. I see the new growth. Now we can clean. So just, so there you go. Oh, let's see. Robin, you can eat the morning glory flower. Oh, it's eating the seeds will get you high, like the LSD. It's eating the seeds. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much for that. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. So yeah. See, I love this. I love how we learn together and we grow together and we're sharing. And so thank you so much. And look at that. Didn't I just start this show? And here we are an hour later. All right. So, so as you are getting out more into nature and connecting and go out there and just be grateful for everything. Grateful for the sun, grateful for the air that we breathe, the life force. Grateful. And I can't wait till it gets warm enough to kick my shoes off and go barefoot on the grass to get that true grounding in there. But, you know, we connect with nature, that heart to heart, connect with trees, connect with the plants and the bushes and all the animals. And it's like, I see you, I feel you. Oh, and they respond. They respond. Absolutely. And yes, we have a composter, actually. But you can just make a pile. You can have a bin. You can have all sorts of things. We had a compost pile for cleaning up, makes great soil, and worms love it. Thank you, Robin. Absolutely, worms love the compost. Let me tell you, these earthworms are huge. When you compost, you get huge earthworms, which makes your ground, your land, very fertile. All right, so it's we have an outdoor compost, and this last winter, we actually got it's. I can't even think of the name of it. I'll get it for you next show. Somebody remind me, but. There, we found an indoor composting. It's like a little machine. And it got us through the winter. All winter long, we composted because you know, the outdoor one, it was winterized, couldn't keep adding to it. So we've got like one of those Home Depot big bucket fulls all winter long. We've got a big bucket of compost from winter, and we're going to add that in. When we get the vegetable garden set up. So, yeah. So we tried that. There's just some restrictions that you can't put in. And again, because it's a machine, it's not, you know, but we thought we'd give it a try, and because we just didn't want to waste everything during the winter. So we're happy now because now our compost pile is open again and we can add everything's in there. Anyway, so if you don't compost, look into that. It's great. It's great. Thank you so much. Thank you all for sitting in this sacred circle with me. And remember that you are a divine being, a beautiful, beautiful, bright light. And continue to shine brightly. Share your love out in all directions. Be that lighthouse. All right. Shine brightly. All right. I see you. I feel you. And I'm grateful for you and love each and every one of you. So thank you. And until not next Sunday. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. No show on Mother's Day. But the following Sunday, I will be back. So mothers out there, have a great Mother's Day. Take the day off for yourself. And don't forget Mother's Day. Buy a plant. Do something nice for the earth. Tell this biosphere, this planet, happy Mother's Day. Do something for mother, for all your mothers. All right. Love you all. Good night.
Share your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.